Yo, what up? And welcome to the Tailgate, an extension to a regular podcast where we get you hyped and ready for the game. I'm your host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, Instigating George, and the man with some facts, Massa. This is the Tailgate.
Good evening. How's it going, fellas?
What it do, baby?
I'm just excited to start talking about it. About who are we drafting number one?
Nope.
Fantasy
nope.
Football.
No, no, two. No. Wrong podcast. Wrong podcast. No. Wrong podcast. There's a Galaxy podcast.
Dog, I'm Jay Grizz as fuck, dog.
That sounded like Scooby-Doo that was about to die, my man. Nah, he was at his last breath.
All right, man.
Dog, he was the last breath. Rest in peace. Scooby-Doo.
Jesus. Fergie?
I promise you this is a tailgate and we'll try to get you out of here pretty quick, all right? Just, you know, once I rail these guys in, we'll start talking about Galaxy.
They've heard us enough. They know that once we get engaged and we get there, we get there. We good. We good about that shit.
And since we're not necessarily talking about the Galaxy yet, I do want to say thank you very much. The month of July, we almost doubled our regular numbers. So you guys are fucking amazing. For you guys who just started listening to us, thank you. We appreciate it. We have a bunch of content. Always send us in your feedback. If you like something, if you hate something, let us know. And listen, we're trying to grow and keep this going. But again, month of July was the best month we ever had. So I really, really, really appreciate all your support from everyone.
And month of August is going to be better. It's going to be better content. A few things coming up. Obviously, we have the away game at Chivas. We're going to have my friends over at AFCHA. Yeah. Not this upcoming Monday, but the Monday after that. Yeah. We're also planning on having Carlisa from the Galaxians. Most likely going to be the week after that. So listen, it's only going to get better. It's only get better. And then
huge, huge month for us. Huge.
And then peep this, right? Football starts at the end of August, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are going to have a lot of mad me. A lot every more. Every fucking weekend, I'm going to be fucking mad. Or happy as fuck, but either way, except for the week when I played George, so it's automatic W's for me.
I whooped your ass last year.
No, you did not.
Oh.
Listen. We still got a few weeks before we get started, right? So let's calm down.
So I'm just letting everyone know. Point is, month of August is gonna be, it's gonna be top notch.
Yeah, man. We're trying to put out good content. So, and you know, you guys are helping us out, so we appreciate it. All right, but let's get into it. Massa.
Oh, wait, you're not going to ask us how we doing?
I did, but you guys started doing the Scooby-Doo thing. I don't know what George did.
All right, well, let me tell you
how you guys doing. How you guys doing?
All right, well, let me start off with me first of all, you know, because it's my show. So I'm in pain. My left shoulder has been hurting nonstop. I don't know if I'm fucked up from there. I don't know how. Like, I'm in massive pain. And then my hamstring, at this point, I think I died in my hamstring. I think it's dead because I'm in pain.
Other than that,
happiness.
I hope so.
High yoga, baby. High yoga. High yoga.
You know what, Angel? High yoga. You know what's constricting your shit? Do tummy time.
What's tummy time?
No, tummy time. Tummy time will get you good.
What is it?
From a hamstring,
everything.
What's tummy time? I don't know what tummy time is.
No, what you do to babies?
Oh, you
have a daughter. I know it's been forever, but you never did tummy time.
No, I thought you guys talking about like some kind of stretch or something. Like,
I was confused about that too. But I stretch. Nah, for my hamstring.
No, not tripping? For your hamstring. Upper body.
No, but it's just my left shoulder here. I don't know. Oh. But other than that, you know, I used to be a pitcher before, so you know that's
you
why.
Might be getting
and a quarterback.
I
used to be a quarterback for Stanford. Actually, that's what it was.
Yeah, on the verge of a stroke, dog. Don't be lying.
You know what? That might be the case. Fuck. Anyways, I just wanted to share how I was doing. All right, now let's talk about what we were talking about. Nobody cares about how you.
How you doing? How's the baby?
It's about me.
Huh?
How you doing? How's the baby?
Ed, everything's good. So I'm telling Angel to do tummy time. I look at him and I want to burp him too. I want to put him on my shoulder and just.
You're an idiot. Masa, how you feeling? You the man of the hour right now. Because listen, by luck and by some bullshit, you're about to be
not
right.
Yet.
You're about to be right by some luck and bullshit.
Maybe when y'all hear this, it's done, but not yet.
Listen, almost man. Done. Listen, man. When fuck this you, happens, because now I'm feeling pretty confident. Right,
you should have been always felt confident,
right,
bro.
So let me lay it out. Right, the Pavón saga seems like it's gonna finish tomorrow, right? By all indications, everybody coming out and saying that it looks like tomorrow's the day that Boca and
dale Boca, dale
finally.
Nah, real dale still, fuck Boca still.
Dale yeah.
I'm down with that. It seems like the Boca and Galaxy finally came to agreement with a loan for the rest of the year worth $2 million with an option to buy that seems to be $25 million. That
sounds about right.
That's a lot of moolah, but let's see what he could do in the 9 games. Oh, actually, he's probably going to play like 7 games.
Nah, he's going to play all up until next summer.
Is it? So it's not until November.
It's a 1-year deal.
Okay. Listen, because at this point, I'm sure all you guys heard, let me just do a quick recap of what happened this week. We shot over a ridiculous offer for 18 mil. They shot it down. Bordeaux came across and some other, and Watford came across.
Allegedly.
Right? I'm just calling bullshit on this. And I'm fine. I think it might be bullshit. But they came in with some bids. The Galaxy were rumored to throw one last one with a bigger amount. But it turns out that Boca came back and said, hey, 2 mil for I was just saying a 4-year, I heard until November, so we'll find out which it is. And 25 mil at the end of the year with option to buy for 25 mil. Man, I you guys are my witness, I hit you guys up earlier today when I seen the Bordeaux shit, and I was telling you, man, fuck this, I'm done, right? I've been the one that's been like trying to, you know, stick to it and kind of push it through because I was hyped about it. But today in the morning, I was over it, man. And then
finally hit that.
I'm done.
Rudy was me on
Monday.
Sunday? Yeah. Oh, Rudy was me on Sunday.
Because I was you last weekend, period. I hit rock bottom. I was over it. And then as soon as I'm over it, like, we get this shit come out. Reports that it's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to be he's traveling tonight, apparently, to close it tomorrow.
Let's go look up.
No, fuck that guy.
Why not?
Because I'm tired of him. Dog.
You're going to show up to the airport and I was going to show up like 2 weeks later.
You know? Fuck that. Hopefully on Monday when we have the live show, we could talk about how we just signed him and he's going to rip the MLS apart. But until then.
So we're not talking yet?
No.
All right, for sure. All right. You know what? How about we do this? Monday, when it's already confirmed that we got him, we just say, okay, we got him, so we can move on because we talked about him so much. About how we're gonna kill it with him.
No, but not no. Hey, this deal's a little different. This deal's a little different than I would like to see.
Yeah.
All right, we can talk about that, what we expect him to do.
Not about him.
Because we've covered him so much about how good he is and how stupid Boca fans are. As a matter of fact, Boca wants everyone that was under Guille gone just because they lost the Libertadores. That's it. Straight up.
They took a fat L there.
Hey, Angel's a piece of shit, dog. If it's not about him, we don't want to talk about
You know what I mean?
It's accurate.
Hey, Angel, how's the shoulder?
No, like, listen, see what I mean? If that was I'd be talking about how mad I am, the stupid ass San Lorenzo.
Never mind.
You know what? I'm not even from South America.
Yeah, no.
Fuck Copa Libertadores.
Spain and Germany.
You're right. I'm from Spain. You're right. Thank you.
All right, boys. It is Tailgate, and we're here to talk about the upcoming game versus Atlanta.
In and out quick, y'all.
Listen, it's a game versus Atlanta who have won 8 out of their last 9 home games. It's a game versus Atlanta, but we will not have Efra. We will not have Polenta, and we will not have Zlatan. So, as we usually do, we start off with the lineups.
Shit.
With that being said, who has a crack at the lineup with everybody who's out? Go for it, George.
Well, I have Bingham, I have People, I have Steris, I have Shelvick, and I have Rolf.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah. Jonah, Corona, Antuna, Fabio. On the right, I have Leggett. No, on the left, I have Emma, and up top, I have Antuna.
Is the full squad going to be back with the exception of those three guys injured? I mean, out on their respective
positions? I believe so.
Per Larry Morgan, it's Juni, Alessandrini, Polenta, Efra, and Zlatan were out. Everybody else is in.
Okay.
Yep. So
I'm going to have a crack at it then.
Go for it.
I'm going to say my back line, right back, is going to be still Felster. It's going to be Steris and People, left back, Shelvick. And the center midfield, I'd say we're going to have Kitchen and Jonah together. And attacking as a cam, we're going to have Fabio. And then on the wings, we're going to have Corona and Leggett. And then up top, we're going to have Antunation. really with the idea of we're still going to sit back a bit, hence we're going to have Kitchen there and probably play, you know, a little bit more of that counterattack fast-paced style.
So you see Corona playing more of a Araujo style where they did, where he helped out in the middle?
Yeah, instead
of
for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And obviously, you know, Corona is more technical and able to take players on more one-on-one. Then I'm still not saying that he is top-notch at that shit, but compare him to Araujo, I still think he's more capable of doing so.
So
yeah, experience.
Rewind that back for me. So in the midfield, you have Kitchen and Jonah? Correct. And then who else going
Cam
forward?
Is Alvarez.
Okay,
Fabio. Antonation is up top.
Okay. And then mm-hmm. the wings
and
you
then
have?
The wings, the Jet and Corona.
Interesting. That's really interesting. That's really interesting. Masa, you got a different take than that, or you agree with George or Angel?
I think Kitchen goes bench, Corona slots in the middle, Antonation up top, Araujo on the right wing, and Antuna on the left.
Araujo.
Nah. Yeah, we're going to do it again.
I'm saying that experiment's done.
Hold on. So you said Antuna on top, Araujo on left, and who's on right?
Araujo on right.
And then left on left?
Legit.
Interesting. Listen, I before we get into...
By the way, just really quick, both Corona and Legit to me could be interchangeable. I just threw it there just to be out there. Point is, one of them is going to take either wing. So that's pretty much it.
I think I lean a little closer to Angel because I think Corona and Kitchen in the midfield is going to be key for us to mm-hmm. try to do anything. The one thing I will change, I think it is going to be Emma and Manantuna with Sue back on top. I still think they'll take Sue back as a natural forward on top. Not that I think that's our best bet, but I think that's what's going to happen. Angel, you had thoughts on Masa, on what Masa's lineup with Araujo.
Yeah, first thing that comes to mind with that, listen, it was a good experiment when we tried it, right, with LAFC. There's a lot of stuff that happened around that game. Unfortunately, to me, that I don't consider that a rivalry game. People can be like, oh, Angel's stupid, whatever. Like, listen, I have my personal beef. Everyone knows how it is. But the players, to them, that was a rivalry game, right? So they stepped up. Whatever you saw in that LAFC game, kick that out the window. That yep. Stats don't exist there. Nothing exists there. It's playing with fucking balls, and that's what it was. That's what Araujo was to me in that game. I mentioned that during that, you know, in the post podcast when we talked about that. Look, Araujo, yes, he balled out, but multiple times he showed that being a winger is not his role. Like a mm-hmm. attacking right winger is not mm-hmm. his role. He cannot yeah. take players one on one. Straight up, the ball that he put up to Zlatan, he just threw it up there, right? And in that specific play, and that's the same thing that happened, at least in my mind, in Portland. You guys mentioned that he really wasn't as effective. Yeah. Granted, what you guys said about the team in general, yes. Now we would have had a Alessandrini or any of our other players play that right wing from the beginning instead of Araujo in Portland. Maybe it would have been a different story. Who knows, right? But that's what it's saying to me. It was an experiment. It worked for one game. That's not his position.
Time to move on from it.
Yeah, if we have the players healthy that can do things better than he can in that position, then you put the players in that position. Now, if you really want to put Araujo in there in that field, then you know what? Just take out Felster. Although in this type of game, this reminds me of one of those more physical games where you need a body like Felster there as opposed to Araujo. Because I don't think we're gonna dominate this game. Sure, we may play counterattacking style, but even then, if we're gonna play counterattacking style, we're gonna do it with, you know, 3-4 guys pushing up. Everyone else is still gonna hold, especially with the speed that Atlanta United can play. Right. So yeah. That's where my theory is behind Araujo.
And you know what? I'll say this. What's going to be interesting, if we see Araujo, I think Araujo is becoming one of GBS's boys, one of his guys. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'd be interested to see that because I agree with you. I think talent-wise and just comfort of position, we can have different players there. But yeah. I have a feeling that he's becoming one of his boys, one of his guys.
It kind of reminds me of Emma. Not talent-wise, but just in the faith that the coach puts in the player.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'd say, sure. Why are you putting him in? But he's there.
He sees something, or he likes something about him. You know what I mean? So yep. We'll see. I think it's interesting.
I mean, a lot of people see stuff in Araujo. I heard big teams in Europe are scouting him. I heard,
as a right back, though.
Diego.
The Mexican Federation are already trying to see what's up.
Earlier this week, right?
They're sleeping on this kid, and I'm pretty sure once Felcher is gone next season, because I think this is Felcher's last season. I think that's his spot, and he's only going to be here maybe one 1 and a half years.
Right.
And
I think that's 100% agree. A right back, 100%
agree. As a right back. We're not talking about him as right wing.
We could talk about that on Monday.
We could talk about that on Monday. We're talking about what's going to happen against Atlanta.
Damn, let him talk. We let you talk. Let him talk.
Because I want to have your back, Masa.
Shut up.
Fuck you, dog. I actually want to talk about that just because you don't know anything about soccer.
God damn.
Here we go. We haven't had this kind of shit since last year. I appreciate you guys.
You don't know anything about soccer.
Hey, I agree with you 100%, Angel. He's not a winger. With the personnel we have right now and people not being 100% coming back from injuries, I think he starts at right wing. That's why I put him in the squad. We're playing on turf.
I think anybody could have a chance. Anybody could be right with this argument. And we'll see. All right. So I think a combination of the lineups that we tossed up right now isn't definitely be it, right? We get based on who we got injured. But I want to see a Kitchen and Jonah pairing in midfield for a game like this, right? Especially with the missing players that we have. So I definitely want to see that.
Now let me ask you a question. If you want to see Kitchen and Jonah, why not just put Fabio forward and let Antuna play his wing and just let Kitchen, Jonah, and Corona handle that middle?
That's an option too.
Let me throw something out there. I know we want to save predictions to later, but what do you expect? How do you think the game's going to play out? Because this is going to tie into what I really would like to see from the lineup. And I don't know if you guys don't agree with me there, but it's because of a result that happened last year.
So listen, what we usually do is we kind of go into how we think Galaxy can attack and how Atlanta can attack us. If you want to just have a general conversation on how you think the game's gonna go, so we don't have to, wait either one. Let's do that. So let's talk about that, right? Like, what do you guys expect or think about this game? What's gonna happen in this game?
Personally, I think it's gonna be a lot of what we saw in Portland without the attempts and anything. So the scoreline is gonna read a dominance by Atlanta, and I don't think we're gonna come out with much for this game.
Interesting.
If anything.
So what do you think are the Galaxy stances? What do you think they're going to come out and propose?
They're going to come out and defend.
You think so?
I think they're going to take a step back. And they're going to be playing long balls to Antuna or trying to get him into space. Kind of what we used to do when we played with Emma last year up top in Portland. It was just more of a try to go with the ball.
Interesting.
I think we'll just be compact, but I think we're playing super counterattacking soccer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's going to be a tough game, and hopefully the boys keep their composure because I think they're more than capable to keeping Atlanta in a zero if everybody's on point. But that's if everyone's on point. But I don't know. I don't think we create as much chances as we do as we did against Portland.
I think it has to be a different game.
Same boat. I think that they're going to dominate. I think we're going to sit back, and I still think that we should put out players capable of doing something in the counteroffensive, right? So when we get the ball, what are we going to do back? Which is why I still want to have the best possible players out there, except that pick your moments on when you're really going to do something. Play defense and do that. Play it as a team. Play it compact, like Masa said. That's going to happen. They're going to get chances, right? But it's how do we recover with the chances, or how do we react to their chances? Now that's what it's going to be to me.
So one thing... I also agree that we're gonna play definitely a lot more defensive, looking to counterattack. And the odd thing about it is that's the kind of how Atlanta plays too, right? They look to sit deep and then attack fast. So it's gonna be interesting to see how that dynamic works, right? We go and sit in, and Atlanta also is not necessarily pressing us high. I want to see. One thing Angel said that I think is key is, yes, Latang is a big drop-off, and I think Polenta too. I think Polenta's one of my favorite defenders right now. So there is a drop-off, but I also see, at least in the midfield and going forward, there's enough quality that we shouldn't not create one or two good looks that could put us in the board.
I think we'll get them. It's just about us capitalizing on them early. If for we sure. capitalize on early, I think it's a different game. Then our boys have to keep composure of the onslaught that Atlanta's going to bring. But I think the big key in that, and we've always had it, even with it, without Slot on the field, we've had early chances, but they just don't go in.
Yeah, no.
And this is and this is the game, my bad, Rudy.
No, go for it.
This is the game where those chances that we missed against Portland, this if we do get one or two chances, whatever chance we get, we have to be lethal. And yes. that's coming from people who don't score besides Stairs. I hope that they can step up and, you know, at least put one or two away.
You know what's interesting too is I've been saying this for 2 years straight that I think we play uglier because of Zlatan. Right? Because we look for Zlatan, we always try to feed Zlatan, and there's only one game plan with Zlatan. This game, right, and potentially we'll see Jonah, Corona, Legette, Fabio, Antuna, and yeah, those guys on the field together, right? I would like to see something a little different, not Zlatan bought this game, right? If the prediction that you guys put out with not having a Subak or like a real forward there, I want to see some creativity because I think it's a great chance. Listen, I don't think anybody expects us to win. I don't think anybody no. expects us to get a draw. You know what I mean? So it's a good chance to go out there and just be creative and show different looks without Zlatan on the field. I think it's a lot of pressure off the boys. I think it's a lot of pressure off the boys, and for that reason myself, I think I'm a little optimistic. Also because I expect them to lose, they're probably disappoint me and win. You know what I mean? To be honest, like that's what I'm thinking. Like
they're gonna disappoint us and take a W?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Because I expect them to lose. They'd be like, nah, we're not gonna lose. We're gonna win.
I hope so for like the 250 and G's that are making the trip all the way to Atlanta. Hopefully they do. But can I say something?
Go for it.
Obviously, we're all in the same boat, and we think it's gonna be the same type of game plan. The formation is gonna be the same. You know what I would like to see out of this game is gonna be ugly. It'll probably be the ugliest game that we're gonna see this entire season. Yep. It's not going to be Portland when we took a 4-0 ass whooping, but we had chances or, you know, before at 2-0, different game, even with the counterattacks, right? That when it was 4-0, yep. based on what you guys said last week. Again, I still haven't seen it. Do you guys remember Vancouver away last year?
Yep.
That. If we came out like that, Christmas tree style, whatever it was, it looked like a Christmas tree. Our lineup looked like a Christmas tree. And it was ugly. I think maybe, we created one that Emma had. One-on-one with the goalie and Emma doing Emma things missed, right? And I think that was our only chance. We were all at Beer Garden together, and we were I'm not saying we celebrated like we won.
I was in.
I don't know, but Rudy and I for sure were there, and we didn't celebrate like we win. Obviously, I'm exaggerated, but we were happy. Like, hey, listen, they play with balls. We expected an ass whooping. You know, everything. No, and you know what? It might be like 2 years ago. I don't even remember now.
Think it was 2 years ago because I remember it was Tomas Hitler Arce's first start.
For sure. Yeah, and for sure, we were expecting L's the entire season. So it might have been 2 years ago. But that, if we came out like that, I wouldn't be mad. And if we played with balls, we defended well, compacted the team, and we left out of there with a 0-0, it's a Galaxy. We should be winning every fucking game. But on the road,
I agree, man.
We're missing two key players.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
I remember that game vividly because I went to see Max O'Cream right after that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Shit! Hey, it's meant to be. Shit. Listen, what happened last time we got in the car together and we bumped Maxo when I picked you up? And what did I say? Maxo. What I'm saying right now.
So after you're done hearing to this pod, just put on Maxo's new album for good vibes, and we're about to fuck in Atlanta.
Random banks.
Zero. Hold on. Before we get into predictions, everything we said about the Galaxy, I agree. But how do you contain? What's his name? Atlanta guy. Come on, help me out, guys.
Not Petey.
Joseph. Yeah.
It's gonna be huge to make sure he's not. Off the ball runs, and I think we mentioned it again with Rolf and Fernandez last week. And also when he has the ball, I think make smart fouls, pick up some yellows. But I think you just need to stop him whenever he has the ball at his feet. Same when it comes to speed. you need to stop these players early, sort of what we did with Minnesota early on in the season when we stopped the runs even before anything started happening.
Yeah,
I agree. I think you put a specific body on him, and based on the four players that we have in our back line, no disrespect to Stairs, because I still think he's been the one that's been holding the entire back line together all season, regardless of his game last week. You need to put, unfortunately, we don't have a Polenta, so you need to put people to play zonal marking. I'm not saying do man marking in terms of Stanzas, but it's like a hybrid of a man zonal mark, right? Where you're keeping an eye on where Josef is at all times, right? So you're shifting towards him. Even if you don't, your body's not exactly towards him, but you're shifting where you may be 5 yards away from him, you know, but still watching his pace in case there's a through ball. Or if he's getting the ball at his feet, you could be there in a couple seconds. But it needs to be communication between Stairs and people where, like, okay, look, he's going this way. Okay, I'm going this way, but now we're switching sides. Or, you know, basically they both need to be alert. Right, yeah. That's what you got to do with that type of player. And it's what teams try to do with Zlatan. The difference is that Zlatan's a big-ass monster. Jose Martinez is not that, although he's very good and fast. But even then, Pipo is not a slow player. He's a very intelligent player. He can slide at the right times. He can be physical, too. So he has all the attributes to handle someone like Jose Martinez, my opinion, of course. And that's like what I think you do with him. George, you mentioned about Piti Martinez. Piti Martinez, we don't have to play defense with him. The boy already does that, so we're good. We're good there.
Yeah. I think Piti is misutilized because that kid is talent.
This is not Atlanta United podcast. Yeah. But that's the story.
Yeah, listen. I hope he doesn't show up. You know what I mean? I hope he's the same. The same.
He's gonna shut us up too.
Yeah, right? Listen. I'm scared of that because my concern is Josef really though, because I think his movement is good too. Like his runs are ridiculously smart. Yep. And if they could find him, like, we could see in trouble. Listen, I think that first goal versus Portland last week, I think he could pull that off over and over and over again, where, like, he can make defenders, like, lose him. He gets rid of his fucking, his mark. So I'm hesitant to him, and, you know, I mean, it's him, right? You put him in front of goal, chances are he's going to score. So I want to see them locked down. I think to Angel's point, George, I want to see the midfield kill a lot of those chances before you get to completing the pass in that run. Again, right, I think Kitchen and Jonah together in the midfield could help a lot with that. So we'll see. Anything else you guys want to talk about the game before we get into predictions?
Still can't believe it's not butter.
They sell at the game. That's why we said it.
It's so butter. The game's stupid. All right, boys.
Well, they can't believe it's not butter.
Okay. Not butter. Okay. Yeah, not butter. Butter. Let's go predictions. Who wants to go first?
2-0 Galaxy lose.
Okay. What is it?
2-0 Galaxy lose.
Angel.
I say it's a 1-1.
1-1 tie.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going for you?
1-1 tie. Fabio Alvarez gets one.
Okay. Masa, what you got?
On the counter. And David Bigambo.
I got a 1-0 Galaxy win.
Hell yeah.
Alvarez.
Five scores.
Oh, shit. Okay, I see you.
I'll say 2-2 with a goal from Jonah and a goal from Leggett.
Listen.
A goal from Jonah, a goal from Leggett, 2-2.
I hope you're right as fuck, but if we get to double digits, not double digits, sorry. If they go multiple scores. Damn, imagine double digits. Fuck.
10-10.
No, but you know what I mean? Like multiple goals, I think that's an L for us. We need to keep it to one goal. If we keep it to one goal, we'll get at least one chance. At least a chance.
Nah, man, we're going to score two quick, and then they're going to score two, and it's going to be 2-2. That's how it happens.
Right.
Listen, I say 2-2, very lighthearted. Right, but if we could get a result, it'd be fucking dope. If not, I want to see a lot of creativity. Wouldn't like again, no pressure on these boys because everybody's expecting we're gonna take a fat L to go out there and fucking do something. You know what I mean? All right, let's see. We'll recap it on Monday for sure, live 9 p.m. on YouTube. Angel, you got ACB plugs for us today.
ACB plugs, ACB plugs. We have ACB plugs. This is ACB plugs.
Hey, soon. ACB. Hey, no, hold up. Hey, plugs. Soon, we have a little jingle coming out. Shout out to Cheesy.
Yeah.
It's going to be Angel saying ACB plugs still in the background, though.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Let's do this shit.
Just on a nice beat.
Shout out Chris Tucker and them over there for that shit. Yeah, so first of all, well, the only thing really that's really important is there's a whole bunch of viewing parties going down this weekend. If you're not making the trip out to Atlanta, as I mentioned, it's around 250 or so Galaxy fans are going to be in attendance. Majority of them are traveling from L.A. Well, I don't know from L.A., but for sure, majority of them are traveling. As a matter of fact, I can't remember who it is. Oh, I think it's X-Ferndog, who's always on our chats and involves his messages. He flew into Cleveland for work, and he's driving down 8 hours for the game. Oh, so if you guys see old boy, if you recognize him or if he comes in, yo, straight from the stands says it was me, all y'all better fucking make sure he doesn't make it into the game. Get him fucked up. But if you're not,
or at least buy him a drink. You know what I mean? Maybe buy him a drink and not get him fucked up. You know what I mean? He has to drive back.
And make sure he drives back.
Listen, I'm not any more friends. That's all. By the way, really quick. Found out that apparently someone in Seattle last year had a very similar story. Found out from someone. Apparently this person didn't even make it into the game either. I'll tell you guys offline. So I'm not the only one it happens to. Huh? Probably, yeah, but we didn't know about this.
Yeah,
we didn't start hearing these stories. But anyways, viewing parties. Yeah, there are 13 or 14 viewing parties are going down right now. This is one of the games where we did partner up with the front office to have one quote-unquote official, with the LA Galaxy. Front office, Cosmo's going to be in attendance. The Star Squad's going to be attendance. There's going to be a whole bunch of giveaways. Modelo's having a special there, too. We got Modelo specials there, too. Actually, Modelo might be in town also, with, Modelo girls and all that stuff. They're going to have giveaways, all that good stuff.
Can you confirm or deny that DJ Scooby's making an appearance? I heard DJ. I wasn't sure if it was DJ Scooby or not.
I was going to talk to you about this offline, about going to Pescador to celebrate your birthday, because it's also Manny's birthday from the Outlaws.
Yeah,
we can all get together out there to celebrate both of y'all birthdays.
I might be down.
And listen, if that's the case, I can confirm that DJ Scooby will be there. I just can't confirm he'll be in the ones and twos, but he will be there.
For sure. Yeah, we're talking about.
So the official one is going to be at Montebello, at El Pescador in Montebello. Shout out to our boy Gus and the bartender Jeff, who give us so much love over there, straight from the stands, boys. And then the rest, as you guys are aware, they're already on socials. Head over to socials. If you guys are not on social media, shoot ACB an email. And we'll get that stuff over to you. I don't think our Straight from the Stands info is out there. Email, huh?
Straight from the Stands at gmail.com.
There you go. Shoot us an email if you don't have social media and you can't. If all you have is, a streaming service, shoot us an email. We'll get the info on all the viewing parties in the California area, from central to south of California. And I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Anything else, boys? We got to talk about anything else? Or are we good until Monday?
My shoulder and my fucking hamstring hurt.
Tummy time.
And then I'll burp you. But you know what? My shoulder one's the most annoying, because when I try to sleep, I sleep sideways and
on it. Hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. So
hot yoga, man. I'm telling you, hot yoga is amazing.
I do yoga on Wednesdays in the office. So that's how I know that my.
With hot yoga, you release all your toxins and your muscles.
Or without my clothes.
Angel needs that shit.
I think you need clothes, dog, because you're probably going to do it with people. You know what I mean? It might be a little weird, dog, having ding-a-lings in your face while you're stretching. You know what I mean? I don't know, dog. That's your vibe.
You can't see it.
That's your vibe. All right, boys. With that being said, this is another episode of The Tailgate. I'm your boy, Smarts. At I Am Smarts on Twitter. I Am Smarts on Twitch. I Am Smarts on the gram.
This is George, JUndefeated7, Instagram and Twitter.
Follow me at LiveItAF96. Give me some love. Hey, follow us, though. There's people that I know they hear our shit, and they're afraid to follow us. Follow us. We're nice people. Except for me sometimes, but we're nice people.
I think
you might be the reason people don't follow us.
All right, sign me up.
All right, well, then follow my friends, and don't follow me.
There you go. Thank you, friend.
Se viene, but peace, love, and Jesus.
That's a banger.